sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops?
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. And you can also find anything and everything about me at bruceallen.com. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
It is a joy. We were talking on the break, Pastor Drew and I, how we are pretty comfortable now doing our segments together, and I think it has been a regular and wonderful joy to have him on our show. Change. How do you handle change, Pastor Drew?
Well, you know, there's some change that's good and easy. You know, you get a raise, I'll take that change any day. But, you know, some change is tough and difficult. I actually got a phone call about 3 hours ago from my mom, and so this is her mom. My grandmother is 93, is changing for the worse. She is going through some health issues. She's living with my family. And, you know, so when you hear news like that, that's hard change. And I think you picked it up well in your column when you said that change is going to come and we need to learn to face it and to respond to it and you know, to be challenged by it and to grow from it as a result. So change can be good, can be bad, but no matter what it is, it's always going to come.
There's a saying which I think you and I have talked about, which I believe is from Rabbi Hillel, pre-time of Christ, which is that, very simply, this too shall pass. I'm not sure it's from him, but that has often been used as a phrase to comfort people during the hard times. I have found it to be a valuable phrase when you're going through good times, because too often you live in the good times and don't recognize that they will not last. I mean, your health every single day is something you actually should be grateful for. I woke up today and I'm healthy. I'm going on a trip real soon, and the last few days I've been very mindful. Oh my gosh, I want to go on this trip and not get sick. So every day I wake up without a cough, because my kids had a cold recently. I went, whew, I've skirted that, and I was grateful. So the good changes can pass as much as the bad ones, and I think it's important to recognize and appreciate the good times when you have them, as well as work to get over the bad ones.
Yeah, I think that phrase helps so much because it really gives you a future-oriented perspective that helps you really be present in the moment, whether it's, like you said, you know, you've got a great health and you're about to go on this trip, and to be able to really enjoy that and to live in each moment, because you know that, you know, whether it's 30 years from now or 40 years from now or whatever, you might not have that opportunity. So I think that's a great, great phrase to remember.
The recent Arizona tragedy, of course, is a painful reminder of how quickly your life can be altered. And I am, every time I hear of a tragedy like that, I reflect, wow, today I did not suffer anything remotely as horrible as those individuals. So, biblically speaking, I know the Byrds did a song called Turn, 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 and I think the Bible stole their lyrics. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so such a popular song because it rings so true, and it's such an ancient truth that actually comes from, according to the Bible, the wisest man who ever lived, King Solomon. At the very end of his life, he reflects on everything, and he says in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, he says, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." He goes on and lists all these things, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, all these things. And it really says that, like you said, not only shall this too pass, but life is about change, and it's going to come, it's going to happen. And it should be expected, and we shouldn't be surprised that there are different seasons of life, the ups and the downs. And along with that,
I think it's so fantastic to see this constant refrain throughout the Hebrew scriptures and also in the New Testament that God doesn't change in the midst of all that. Constantly God says, I, the Lord, do not change. And so even while there's so much up and down in our life, we can have that as our anchor, as our foundation.
Well said, well said. The irony of referencing the bird song was I heard that song originally when I was a young teen. And of course, I thought, wow, they wrote some pretty good lyrics there. Mm-hmm. And only later did I learn that it was lifted, I think, almost literally from the Bible, which was, I think, a degree of creativity on their part, especially for 60s rockers that were probably not seeped in the Bible as far as their way of life. It was a very bold choice.
Yeah, and to put that new melody to it, I think was fantastic because it really just sticks with you. You know, it resonates deep down the core of who you are, musically and lyrically as well.
So in your life, have you faced any changes in your short 30 years on this planet?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't mean changes. I mean changes that you've struggled with is really the question.
Yeah, you know, you're going to laugh at this because I know you always say, you know, Drew, you're so young. But honestly, I have gotten to the point where I'm starting to feel my body's slowing down. I wake up every day, my back
right.
hurts. You know, I can't eat what I used to eat. I'll go on these trips with high school students. I'll come back from camp, and it takes me 2 or 3 days to recover.
Oh, poor guy.
I know.
It takes me two or three months. I'm thinking of My Fair Lady right now when Eliza Doolittle says to Professor Higgins and sings the song, "Just You Wait." I want to say, "Just you wait, Pastor Drew. Just you wait."
I love it. My wife loves it too. She's 5 years older. Now that I'm in my 30s, she is rejoicing. I've never seen her celebrate so much in my 30th birthday. Now I know why. I'm catching up.
Well, I have to tell my listeners just because they cannot, of course, see you, but Pastor Drew is a tall, fit, extremely striking man. So for him to make these comments is...
With an aching back.
I am so amused. It is very, very funny. We are down to the last couple minutes. Any last words of wisdom?
Well, I mean, right in line with your column, now that I've got this change that's hit me, I've got to do something about it. I could wallow in it and say, okay, I can't do the things I used to, or maybe I start taking better care of myself. Maybe I start eating better, I start exercising right. And so I think whatever change that you're facing or our listeners are facing, it's going to come. And I think that especially if you surround yourself with a support network, you're going to be able to get through that change and be better off from it.
Well said. I couldn't agree with you more. Please tell our listeners where they could find you should they want to.
Yeah, I'm blogging right now at a website called WeWillSingANewSong.com. All my contact information is there.
And, of course, you are the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California.
Yep, and I'm going to miss you this weekend. I'm preaching the adult services. So while you are off globetrotting, I'll be there for those three services. Looking forward to that as well.
We will speak again shortly. It has been a pleasure having you on, as always, Pastor Drew.
Have a great trip.
Thank you very much. And are we ready for a break, Mr. Dugan? We are ready for a break. This is Bruce Salen, and this is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be back for Family Financial Matters momentarily.
How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline light. Keep in time, time, time.